This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
It's another fabulous Monday. Welcome to the show. My guest today is Leora Langs, and Leora came to me through a mutual friend. My girlfriend Rose said, "Jane, I know how much you love literacy, and I know you love, you know, to talk about children and reading and how important that is, and I have the perfect person for you." So she connected me with Leora, and Leora works with Room to Read. Welcome to the show, Leora.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited about having an opportunity to chat with you and share the Room to Read stories with others.
I love it. So Room to Read, tell me what exactly is Room to Read? I mean, I know it has a lot to do with literacy, and I know it's a global program. So, you know, you're just meeting me for the first time. Tell me about your program.
Well, thank you. Room to Read is a global literacy program that focuses on literacy, teacher training, local language children's books, and gender equality in education. And we've had the lucky distinction of being founded by some just wonderful people that have great business sense. So we really run Room to Read like a business, and it allows us to look at it like, how do we scale this great idea and take it to the next level? And the sustainability of the program. So we chose to partner with the governments of the countries that we work in. And these are in developing countries. We're in 14 countries now. And we've reached over 11 million children. And we started in about 2000. And so we've been at it for almost 17 years now. And with that, reaching over 11 million children. So the scale has been working really proficiently and has brought us into the limelight, being featured in documentaries on literacy. Michelle Obama just came and visited our school in Cambodia last year to help use that for the basis of the Let Girls Learn program that she is involved with. We're tied in with the UN and the global initiatives that are going on with that and the Clinton Global Education. So it's really a tremendous opportunity to reach those people in the most hard-hit areas where, you know, children really don't have any books at all in the school. So when anybody's traveled to a developing world and you see these kids on the floor with no pencils, no paper, that's kind of what we're targeting, the most difficult regions.
Awesome. Yes, I'm very really aware of this. I was fortunate enough to go to Borneo a couple years ago on a mission, and it was phenomenal. I mean, we went and visited a school, and we went in their library, and it was heartbreaking. They had like 12 books, and it just, I immediately came back and I was like, all right, we have to do something here. So that's exactly what we did. We pulled a group of people together and started a campaign to send funds down to specifically put books in that library. So, Laura, you're involved with the San Diego chapter of Room to Read. It's a global organization. How did you personally get involved? I mean, what brought you to Room to Read?
So I have to say I'm kind of a lifelong volunteer, and I volunteered in a lot of different organizations doing lots of different types of work, as well as reaching into different pockets of people of need. And I was working with sex trafficking and opening up a sex trafficking safe house in Costa Rica when I went to a networking for a cause event in San Diego where I learned of Room to Read. And the thing that really hit me was, why are we waiting to help people till they're already hurt, till something bad happens to them? Why don't we get in front of that? And by helping educate children when they're younger and by giving them life skills that can help them avoid being mistreated, it just really resonated with me. And then I looked at the research. The Microsoft, our founder, John Wood and Aaron, they are partnered with the Skoll Foundation and the Microsoft Foundation, and they both fund our research. So it's really a great way to delve into things and take it to a bigger level. And again, I was able to, you know, reach a handful of girls and get them out of sex trafficking situations. And now I'm reaching millions of people through my efforts. And it's just been a life changer for me in the education I've gotten from Room to Read on how to run a business and a nonprofit and scale it and be effective, as well as just being able to help so many more people.
Wow. Awesome story. What about you just mentioned about volunteering, that you're a lifelong volunteer. If I'm listening right now and I'm thinking, wow, you know, this really resonates with me, and how would I go about getting involved with Room to Read, and what kind of volunteer opportunities do you have?
So on our website, love it if you start at our location. So it's roomtoread.org, and you go / San Diego, where I'm based, that'll bring you to the same information. And there's a tab that says Take Action. And there you pull down a tab that shows you different places around the world where we are looking for volunteers. And we have chapters set up in over 42 different locations throughout the U.S. and the world. So Hong Kong, Australia, throughout a lot of the major metros in the U.S. And you can also start a chapter. And it's very simple, because under the Take Action pull-down tab, there's simple things you can do, both in a school with a bunch of kids or as an adult. Like I said before, I started with a networking for a cause event. And that's kind of like on a Tuesday night, you ask a restaurant when they're slow, if we can come in there, bring a group of people in that are going to be eating and drinking, and they give us a percentage of the proceeds from the night. That's a simple way to have a fun, effective thing that can both help you professionally or personally with your friends, socially, to just go out and have some food and get started. And that's how it came to me. And since then, I've held myself personally at least 20 networking for her cause. We also call them beers for books if it's younger people. The millennials love that.
Sure.
And then you can do lattes for literacy. There's so many things. So our campaign this year is actually Get Active for Education. And in September, we're having people go for hikes around the world, organized hikes that'll have fundraising, kind of like when you do a marathon or something like that.
Sure.
Or different kinds of runs they have. And the great thing about Get Active, you can get active with a readathon, you can get active with a hike, you can get active with a gala, you can get active a million different ways. And
right.
The platform's all set up for people to leverage it and to do little local things, small and large. Like last week in New York, the New York chapter of Room to Read held their gala. And they had P. Diddy there and a lot of celebrities, and did a phenomenal job of having a full-scale fundraising event that raised over $2.8 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, so you're set up in how many different countries?
Room to Read itself as a business operates in 14 different countries. So we began in Nepal when John went up in Nepal and hiked the Himalayas and saw that same thing that you did, a school with... They didn't even have any children books whatsoever. And that's in most of the regions we're in. These kids didn't have any books. And that started the local language book publishing. So kind of just taking a little step back, we do it as kind of a challenge grant concept. So we're partnered with the government. The government provides this land school that they've kind of designated out in this rural area. But a lot of times, you know, they don't have bathrooms. They don't have windows in the classrooms. They don't have desks. They don't have educational materials, and let alone books and writing utensils and things like that. So the challenge is the government supplies the school and the teacher, and then we go in and enhance that situation. If a school needs to be retrofitted or built, we might do that. And then we go back with data and say, how's this working to the student, the little kids, the teachers, the parents, the governments, how's this working, and measure against other schools if they're reading more proficiently, if things are working, and really found that actually in a lot of these areas, teachers weren't even showing up to class to teach the kids. They were all different ages. They didn't have reading materials. And then how do you affect that? And then it's teacher training. So we have a teacher training program to teach them how to teach reading and writing more effectively. We work with the community leaders that are in that local regional area also to get it going. And the kids were all saying, gosh, we'd love books in our language instead of English, even though it's a second language and they're teaching it. And that started the local language book publishing program. And at this point, we have about 20 million books that are out there that Room to Read has published in the countries, written by locals for locals in their own cultural way. and language, and they're colorful like the ones we had, and we've taught them kind of the Dewey Decimal System for operating their library, and the children help, and they have a designated librarian to keep those places clean and fun and the books in good shape, and they check them out and can take them home. And this is in itself is a very empowering thing if you think about trying to teach literacy and the kids have no books to take home to read.
Right.
They're able to read to their parents start to engage in it, and they can share with their siblings. And just through their own individual efforts, the kids are actually teaching other kids how to read and their family how to read and their parents how to read. And it changes. It changes the whole community. And so with the Challenge Grant, when we want to go in and build a school, that community needs to want it. So at this point, we're in over 20,000 communities throughout Asia and Africa. And really, how do you reach 100% global literacy? So what we did is we started working with some other nonprofits and their challenge. They're, you know, maybe embedded in a country, Latin America, that we're not in. But how can we help them do it more effectively when we have all this research and tried and true practices and things like that?
Right.
And it's not about ego and keeping it to ourselves.
No.
It's about increasing the number of kids you can reach. So we
right.
started some beta programs with other nonprofits that were challenged with the same types of issues. And through that have been able to reach out into four other countries. So for the kids from Syria that are getting displaced and they're living in these tent cities, we're now writing books in Syrian for
right.
the children that are in the refugee camps in Jordan. So some
wow.
really innovative things have come out of Room to Read's research and how what we call our accelerator program. How can
right.
we work with other nonprofits and governments in other countries and through the teacher training programs and things like that to lift the world out of illiteracy? Because when you have literacy, you can solve a lot of your own problems.
Illiterate, absolutely.
You know, people take advantage of you. And the way Room to Read's program is really about teaching those first and second graders how to read. Once they know how to read, they continue to learn how to read and read more and more and more because they got the bug. They know how empowering it is. And
right.
then you see it in the secondary school that a lot of times in these developing countries, the families culturally say girls' education is not as important as a boy being educated because he's the provider. And
right.
I think we're all aware of how there's a little split there between boys and girls, even here
right.
in the United States. So the push in secondary is to keep girls in school, not to have them drop out of school to take care of their siblings or to work on the farm. And so through the girls' education program, we really have set up a mentorship program, I would say, where all of the girls have an adult that's there to be their mentor. And if a
okay.
girl has missed school 3 days in a row, she's probably been either sold off to be married to somebody or parents have made a decision that she's not worth it and she's going to go work in the field. And so it's
oh,
really
my.
Important that very reactively, the kids miss 1 day of school, you're like taking note of it. 2 days of school,
right.
you're going to talk to their parents right now before that third day has happened. And
right.
if that girl's not coming back to school or she's been married off or something's happened to her. And so that program has really got some great things about teaching the girls about life skills, debate skills, because how can you stand up as a woman or a child to an adult who's telling you what to do, to a parent, to a community leader, if you can't speak up for yourself right when it's happening? So the debate skills are really great for that. And out of the girls that are in our girls' education program, and we're really proud to have over 40,000 girls in the girls' education program, 84% of them are going on to tertiary education, so that's some specialty training after high school or into a university setting. So that's higher than it is in the United States. So the girls'
right.
education program, again, is really something that, you know, people are taking note to and implementing some of the areas of what we are doing in these developing countries here in places that are developed, which is really
right.
exciting.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Leora Langs today from Room to Read. It's roomtoread.org. Get Active for Education is one aspect of it. Collaboration sounds like an enormous part of this amazing organization. We'll be back in just a moment, and we'll talk to Leora about how you can get involved with Room to Read.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hi there. It's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute here on Empower Radio. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can listen to me on 98.5 KFOX. About 3 years ago, I started using the Go Cleanse system. I lost some weight, started feeling really good. And here it is 3 years later. And guess what? I still have that Go Cleanse shake every single morning. I actually crave it. It's really good. Some awesome flavors. I really like to combine the chocolate and vanilla together. It's kind of my little concoction. Put a little cinnamon in it. But the best thing about it, besides how great it tastes, is that it's full of all the vitamins and nutrients and minerals I need, so I don't have to pop a bunch of extra supplements. It's something that I've incorporated into my daily life. It really makes me feel good. And if you want to check out the Go Cleanse system, I would highly recommend it. Pop over to their website at gocleanse.com. See what the program's all about. They can answer your questions there as well. Gocleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Happy Monday. My guest today is Leora Lang. She's from roomtoread.org. She's in the San Diego chapter of Room to Read. And just fascinating organization, very empowering, really literacy, but the bottom line is about education. And before the break, we were speaking to Leora about girls' education and how incredibly important that is on the planet. So how can we get involved? Like if I'm sitting at home and this is, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have to do something. What would you recommend? And what kind of volunteers are you actually looking for?
That's a great question. You know, it really is, our website was just recently rebuilt, and I think it is a wealth of information. So whether you're talking about the literacy program, the local language children's book publishing program, even the monitoring and the research data we have around the world for these literacy and girls' education programs that someone else might want to leverage is all on our website. And I even think that the annual report does an excellent job of explaining why and how what we're doing is so beneficial and how others can use it. Because, again, it come back to Room to Read is about sharing the information with others to allow us to reach more children. So our goal, we're at about 11.5 million children that we've reached right now, and our goal is to reach 15 million children by 2020. And
wow.
Yeah, so we'd love for everybody to get active. And by going to the website, it says, you know, take action. And there it has templates for people to do different types of activities. And then it also has how you can connect with a local Room to Read chapter or create one of your own. I also love our YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and you say Room to Read, you will get like a wealth of videos that you could show to a elementary school, junior high, your kids could use for programs. You could use at a local library to help educate about girls' education or literacy issues around the world or by specific country. So
right.
It is just a fabulous tool. But if you go to the Take Action and you join a chapter, then you can go to their events. And at the bottom of that Take Action, it says attend an event. And there you can click on see all events. So events that are coming up right on in May, Beauty Days for Room to Read, an annual spring lunch for Room to Read, Room to Read for Giulio Scafo at a yacht club type of an event. And then the global movement, what's going on in Hong Kong, Dallas, and different events that we've done. So kind of people do Booktoberfest, and that's like a big beer bust. Or people in Booktoberfest have a Halloween party, and you dress up as your favorite characters out of your book. And so that brings up literacy, people talking about books, and at the same time raises funds for Room to Read and readathons, and just great examples are within there. And then the same is true in the Girls' Education Program. The Girls Education Program has been featured in Half the Sky, the movie, Girl Rising, the movie, and then Let Girls Learn with Michelle Obama. And there are just beautiful tools that are used. Parenting 2.0, which is a group of educators, parenters, the largest parenting group on LinkedIn and things like that, they honored John Wood last year, and they use those same life skills that we created for Room to Read and share those with parents globally on how they can help their girls, you know, because the same scary stuff happens when we go to college that happens when they go to college or are left out alone, and people care. So I encourage people to get active and get volunteering, and the resources are on the website. And then we also, you can ask questions, and we answer them and help people around the world do something. So it's really just raising your hand that you're interested, and they'll get volunteers to align with you and help you. So it's nice that way.
Now, you had mentioned something about India. Is there a new program going on?
So India is obviously a very large country, and with that, we started in Nepal, which is right next to India, if anybody's not great at geography. And since India is so large, it has the most children that are illiterate, parents getting by on $1 to $2 a day and trying to feed, you know, 4 or 5 to 10 people in a family. They do have rather large families. So basically, in San Diego, we have a lot of people from India, and we've decided to focus our efforts on raising funds for India, since it's actually our second largest country of impact, where we're working in a lot of different regions. And it's exciting when you try to focus more on one country, you learn a lot more about the country. It might resonate mm-hmm. with you as something that you align with yourself. So those opportunities also exist for volunteerism. So we're pulling together a Get Active for Education and hosting these different screenings of the movies, and then going into more systematically what's happening. So kind of ramping up to educate the people from India in San Diego on our programs that are occurring there and what Room to Read does. Because okay. I'm sure, like yourself, the visibility of the programs weren't quite there initially. And another thing that I think is really great, if you're a Charlie Rose fan, John Wood was interviewed by Charlie Rose previously, and he just got interviewed by Charlie Rose again, and both of those are just phenomenal tools to help educate people in your community or yourself about Room to Read's astounding programs and the reach that they have.
I love it. And you are based in San Diego. So what's coming up for San Diegans as far as Room to Read's concerned?
So we are going to be hosting both a house party that's coming up in September, but most recently we are hosting a what we're calling a Beers for Books. So we had some young people that really wanted to get involved with Room to Read, and they're pulling mm-hmm. all their friends together. They didn't know that much about Room to Read and had just learned about it, and having at a microbrewery in San Diego, a Beers for Book, and that's going to be on May 22nd
okay.
at 6 o'clock awesome. At a place called Concept 375. And that's in the Hillcrest area of San Diego. And basically, it's come out, have a bite to eat, have some beers, enjoy a great group of people, and learn more about Room to Read. And the restaurant will give a percentage of the proceeds, too. And we'll do some fun, entertaining types of activities to help people understand a little bit more about Room to Read's programs and the literacy, girls' education program, teacher training, local language book publishing. They'll get a lot more hands-on with that.
I love it. This is really, really cool. A great organization, and you can get involved with them in so many different ways. It's really about education. And Leora, I just can't thank you enough for all the work that you're doing. Got a couple minutes here to close. Is there something really important you want to share with us before we move on?
Yeah. If anybody has any questions, you can email me directly at San Diego at roomtoread.org.
Okay.
And I can point you in the right direction for materials that talks about specific programs or how to help you do something locally.
I love that. And you know, it's cool because it sounds like you're really inviting people to get creative and to come up with their own kind of ideas to stretch this education and get this literacy out to children of all different places.
Yeah, it's really about doing something you enjoy, and that's what I love about the new campaign headline that we're going to be using all of 2017 and 18. So you can think about what you're doing later. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I don't have enough time. It's what are you passionate about? Get active for education through horseback riding. Get active through education through, you know, a readathon. And it really does have arms into whatever you do for fun every day or who you hang out with. Get active for education. Come to our network for a cause. Pull together your social groups, your colleagues at work, and there's people in our organization who can come probably to your office and speak about it, or to help you out with the tools, the videos off of YouTube and things like that that will make you sound like an expert. We
Fantastic.
Also have the book, Leaving Microsoft to Change the World and Creating Room to Read. I encourage you to get your copies off of Amazon or wherever you like to shop and really hear the whole story from John Wood's perspective. And it's exciting. It's a great read.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Leora Langs has been my guest today on Voices of Vision. It's roomtoread.org. If you're in San Diego, it's /San Diego. Get active for education. Leora, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul. Driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision here on Empower Radio.